The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I hate to say this, and I mean this sincerely. I really do hate to say it, but I believe it's true. Truth is not a left-wing virtue. People from the far progressive left care far more about their ideology, about their agenda, far, far, far more about their ideology and their agenda than truth. Truth really doesn't matter. And I've said this for years. Facts and truth do not matter to the left. Feelings and emotions, which prompts or defends their ideology, their agenda, whether it's political or moral, and truth really doesn't matter. It's similar, and I'm not making a direct correlation between the two, but it's similar to radical Islam. In Islam, it is just fine. It is okay to lie. It is absolutely fine to lie if you are promoting Islam in your lying. And if you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Lying is not condemned in most of the Quran. It is in the Bible. Lying is absolutely condemned in Scripture. Not in the Quran. It really is the end justifies the means with Islam. So if you are dealing with an infidel, it is perfectly okay to lie about them. If you are promoting the cause of Allah and furthering the cause of Allah, then it's perfectly acceptable to lie. Truth is not necessarily a virtue of Islam. Truth is not a virtue to the liberal progressive left. They are similar in that. The end really does justify the means. Because the only important thing is getting your agenda accomplished. And it doesn't make any difference how you do it. You don't have to tell the truth. Here is another example of this. This whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing. And I have commented very, very, very little. Because it's not that important. Now, it's sad that two people were shot. It really is. But sadly, tragically, people are shot every day. Look at how many people have been shot in Columbus this year. So every single one of those individuals who lost their life is important. But the fact that two people were shot and killed in the middle of riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in the broad picture of all that's going on in our world and even in our country, it's not that significant. It really isn't. The only thing that has made the Kyle Rittenhouse trial significant is because the news media and our current president has labeled Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist or a white nationalist. Now, we now know there is no proof of that at all. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Nothing. There is absolutely no proof whatsoever that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist or ever has been. His phone was taken by the FBI, and Kyle Rittenhouse and his attorneys gave the FBI permission to go into the phone and look at everything in the phone. Texts, emails, phone calls, voicemails, social media posts on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. They searched that phone inside out, and they found not one shred of evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse was part of a militia or part of any white supremacy group, or he had ever in his entire life expressed anything racist or white supremacist. And they tried to find it. The prosecution desperately tried it. They interviewed his friends, people that that Kyle Rittenhouse had known for years. They tried to find somebody who could say, yeah, I heard he was a white supremacist. They couldn't, nothing. So there is zero, and I mean zero, evidence that he is or was a white supremacist. And the two people that he shot and killed were both white. They were not blacks. They were white. So how did this become about race? Right now, as we speak, the jury is deliberating in Kenosha, Wisconsin about this case. I doubt that they're going to reach a verdict today in Wisconsin. It's 13 minutes after 4. It is possible, but I kind of doubt it. I expect a verdict tomorrow. But right now, as we speak, there are dozens of protesters on the steps of the courthouse with signs. Don't tolerate racism. Convict the racist. We condemn white supremacy. What? With no proof, no evidence whatsoever. Except the news media that without any proof whatsoever has branded him as a white supremacist, and President Joe Biden. Immediately after the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Joe Biden referred to Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. Did he have any proof of that? No. So you mean the president of the United States made statements that caused division and could even lead to more riots? Most people in Wisconsin believe that if Kyle Rittenhouse is found innocent, there will be riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's why the governor of Wisconsin has put on alert 500 National Guardsmen, because they believe if he is found innocent, there will be riots. Why? Because the news media and the president of the United States has presented him as a white supremacist. Now, please remember, the people he shot and killed were, by the way, people who attacked him. The jury will determine whether it was self-defense or not. I don't know. But they were white. They were not people of color. They weren't black. They weren't Hispanic. They weren't Asian. They were white people. Now, think about this. There could, in fact, there, if he is found innocent, and I think most people believe he will, there will probably be riots over white supremacy with no proof whatsoever that race had anything to do with it. Oh, and did I mention the people that were shot and killed were not black, they were white? Yeah. Now, I said all of that to get to statements by Representative Cori Bush. Cori Bush is a representative in the United States Congress. What did she say? I'm glad you asked. I will tell you what she said when we come back. And it is absolute proof. Truth is not a left-wing virtue. A radical agenda is the only thing that matters. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
This is disgusting, shocking. It's not unbelievable because it's kind of what we expect from the far left. And let me repeat, truth is not a left-wing virtue. Never has been. Whether it's political or whether it's theological. To the theological leftists, you cannot be a theological leftist and believe that every single word of the Bible is inspired, infallible, and inerrant. That's authority. That's truth. You cannot be a theological leftist and believe that the Bible is absolute truth. If you're a theological leftist, the Bible gives ideas, and you have to interpret those ideas. So ultimately, you decide what is truth and what is not truth. And for the leftist politician, you have an agenda, a leftist agenda, and you do anything, you say anything to promote your agenda. Case in point, Representative Cori Bush. Cori Bush is a Democratic congresswoman from Missouri. And she's been watching the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And yesterday she tweeted that white supremacists will run rampant and shoot at people if Kyle Rittenhouse is not found guilty, and said same things happened in Ferguson, Missouri, following the police shooting of Michael Brown. Now, those of you who remember the Michael Brown thing, that was back in 2014. The big lie from the left was, hands up, don't shoot. Remember that? That Michael Brown was just a big teddy bear, completely innocent. Now, he died. And that's tragic. The death of anybody is tragic. But he was not a big innocent teddy bear. He had just robbed a convenience store. Yes, he had just robbed a convenience store. A policeman was called to the scene and tried to arrest Michael Brown. Michael Brown resisted arrest. We know that. That's a fact. Michael Brown tried to get the weapon from the police officer. We now know that is a fact. We also know that when he was shot and killed, he did not have his hands up saying, don't shoot, and he had his hands up. Three independent investigations were conducted, and one by the Michael Brown family. They hired their own attorneys, investigators, and so forth. There were three independent autopsies, three of them. All three of the autopsies agreed. The whole thing about hands up, don't shoot didn't happen. And yet we heard that. There were thousands of people who took to the streets and chanted, hands up, don't shoot. It was all false. It was not true. Michael Brown was the aggressor. Again, it is sad that he was killed. But anyway, Cori Bush wrote in her tweet, and I quote, "When we marched in Ferguson, white supremacists would hide behind a hill near where Michael Brown Jr. was murdered and shoot at us. They never face consequences. If Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted, it tells them that even 7 years later, they can still get away with it." Now, has there ever been one shred of evidence that white supremacists were hiding behind a hill shooting at black protesters in Ferguson, Missouri? No. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. None. No proof ever. And yet she says, Cori Bush, this is an elected representative to Congress. If Kyle Rittenhouse is found guilty, white supremacists are just going to start shooting unarmed black people. Number one, why? There's no proof, no evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist. He didn't shoot and kill black people. He shot and killed white people. But see, facts don't matter. Truth doesn't matter. Another activist, Ohun Ash, tweeted concerning Cori Bush's tweet, "This is facts. I vividly remember hiding under porches in Canfield as shots were fired at us. No one came to help us. We would come from under porches using cars as shields in between gunshots to make it out," she said. Any proof to that? No, none. Absolutely no proof at all. Who were the only people shot at during the protests for the Michael Brown killing? Two police officers on security duty outside the Ferguson police headquarters were shot. Oh, and they arrested one suspect who was black. The only people shot at were white police officers by black protesters. There's no proof. There's no evidence whatsoever to these wild claims by a United States Congresswoman. And her words will incite violence. Will she be held accountable? Don't hold your breath.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.